years ago, I was somewhere and I talked about a film festival.
Yes.
And I know what a festival was. I know what a film was.
You probably went to it looking for a roller coaster or a Ferris wheel.
Could have.
No.
Or I said, is it a travelogue? Because at our age, for you young people that are under the age of 65, you don't know what it was like to go to the high school gym. There was a man that came. He'd been to Switzerland.
He had
his camera. And you're sitting there watching the Alps in Switzerland. You're going, wow.
And it's kind of like when we used to go over to Grandma and Grandpa's house after they came back from a vacation.
Here's a slide. Here's a grandma and I standing by Yogi Bear.
There's a tree that was outside our trailer.
Here's Yogi Bear. Here's Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
So tell me,
what is a film festival?
Film festival is an opportunity for filmmakers to display their creations to a group of like-minded folks and folks that are interested in film making. And there is nominations for awards. So there's those films will get awards as voted on by their peers and what have you, and committees. And it's an opportunity to see new things that you might not have ever thought of, that people, creative people, have put together.
Well, Deborah, how did he do?
He did amazing.
Ooh. Would you say that again, Deborah?
You are amazing, as always.
I'm going to record that if you don't mind and play it for my shows every once in a while.
Hey, let me tell you, when we have
I haven't had coffee yet.
We have.
Yeah, 4th Annual Branson International Film Festival starts the 2nd and goes through the 4th. Is that right, Deborah?
It's actually the 6th.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Keith, since you...
Well, where did I get the 4th? I thought it was the 2nd through the 4th, so I'm glad it goes through the 6th, so that's Tuesday.
It's our 6th season.
Oh, all right, the
6th. But it's from June 2nd to the 4th.
I am really confused, because I heard this was the 4th one.
All
right, let's start.
Hang on a minute.
All of my amazing just went out the window.
Let me take over for just a minute.
Yes, would you please?
When we have a conference line call, I'll tell Deborah and Dale and Gayla today. The best way for us to do this, and we'll call you by name, or when you all want to address each other, just Deborah can say, Dale, you take that, or Gayla, you take that. So the first thing we'll do, Deborah introduces to Dale.
Oh, sure. So Dale Norman Green is from Reed Springs, and I actually met him for the first time, goodness, Dale, what was it, 5-6 years ago in Orlando, Florida?
Yeah, 5 years. That's right.
We were at the Orlando International Christian Film Festival down there, one of the top Christian film festivals in the nation, and I was doing a pitch on Ruby Unleashed, and Dale was in the audience, and I said I was from Branson. He's like, I'm from there, too. So that's Mr. Dale Green. He is an amazing writer, producer, just did his first proof of concept. And so he is a rising filmmaker right here in our neck of the woods.
Dale, nice to meet you.
Very good, Dale.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thanks, guys.
Deborah introduces to Gayla.
Gayla Pruitt is just as phenomenal. She's up in Bolivar, Missouri, although I'm hearing rumors that her and Dale happen to submit their work to same festivals. And he always beats her, so I'm kind of curious about that. But she has some amazing stories. She used to be a broadcast journalist back in the day when she had littles, and now her littles are all grown up, and she's a mover and a shaker. She's got a story called Glimmer that has, I'm going to mess up her name, Alveda King. Did I say it right?
Yeah, Dr. Alveda King, yes.
Alveda.
Yes.
Okay. That's close.
She's going to be starring in her show, Glimmer. So that's Miss Gayla Pruitt.
All right.
Well, Gayla, let me tell you, Miss King has a real love for the Ozark area. She's been here many times to the school and the college of the Ozarks. She is a shining star in the midst of what comes with racial diversity. So let's do this. Let me kick it back to Keith. And Deborah, we'll get some of the stuff out of the way. Then you all work yourself together, and again, on the conference line, what works, Keith, as you know, by calling each other by name, answering that question. You've done it many times. Now, you messed up the film festival.
Well,
this morning.
Me start over again.
Yeah, let's try this.
Deborah Watson is our guest today, who 6 years ago started the Branson International Film Festival, and it will take place again for the 6th year, starting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Branson, and it'll be at 3 locations this year. Deborah Watson, welcome to Good Morning Wyoming Ozarks. Tell me about the festival, how the general public can get involved, and what is going on.
Sure. So it's our last year that we're going to do 3 days. Next year we're kicking off to 5 days, and we're hosting it. If you want all things festival, you're going to want to get your tickets at BransonFilmFestival.com, and we're kicking off at God and Country Theater, and then we'll disperse from there to Music City Center right across the street. And the folks over at the Branson Meadows Cinema 11 has graciously given us from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, we can screen some of the short films that would probably never see it on a big screen, and they have given an opportunity to them to be there. There's a couple of favorites that are being shown, but like all of them are really well done. But on Friday, we will actually have Anita Cordell and Christine McDonald with I Will Rise. They will be there present, so you can ask questions. And on Saturday, Lightning Ned Mitchell, who founded the Women's Basketball Association up in Kansas City, will be there. And you can meet and greet him and shake his hand and buy a book or two. And those opportunities are all over Music City Center. If the general public wants to come for free and meet some of these people and be in the marketplace, that you can enter over by the Music City coffee shop that faces Famous Dave's, and you'll find all the vendors like Gayla and Dale there, and there's plenty others that will be there too, including like Dr. Marla with Nancy. And
by the way, Anita and Christine are going to be on our program at 8 o'clock on Friday. Just to let you know, as the first day of the event, so it'll be fun.
All right, let me be the oddball out for a minute. I know what Netflix is. I watch movies. I think I saw Gone with the Wind, and
he watches Andy Griffith over and over again on.
Well,
DVR.
You can it can happen when you hit it on repeat and you don't realize it. And you say, my goodness, they're playing the same series over and over. Only to find out I had a DVD running and not the television channel. So I want to find out, Deborah, Film Festival 101 in just a moment. But I want to go back to Dale for just a moment. And Dale, if you'll tell me where are you from,
sir.
Where'd you grow up, kind of give me a little background, and we'll come back to Film Festival 101 in just a minute. Dale, you're on.
All right. I'm from the left coast. I'm from California.
Where at? In California. Where in California?
Yeah, hallelujah. Came over, Southern California, Huntington Beach, Seal Beach, Long Beach, that area.
I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, so I know where you're talking about.
Did you really?
Yep.
Oh, okay, you're one of them.
Them, yes, one of them Valley boys.
Well, I was a letter carrier at the time, and one of my customers had their daughter come to visit from Branson, and that she's now my wife, but we met on a blind date from one of my postal customers, and she compelled me to move back to Branson, which I did. One of the best decisions I ever made. And that's when God started to train me to use my writing for the right reason. And so all my writing career actually began moving to Branson.
So what are some of the things that you've created, been involved in that we might know, or is this film festival going to be a debut for some of your things?
Nothing I've written you probably will know, because it's all unproduced scripts at this time.
Okay.
But God has given me an incredible imagination to write these scripts, and I'm hoping and praying that the doors will open at the right time for my dreams to come to fruition, if you follow me.
Excellent.
Yeah,
sure,
I understand that completely, and I love that. I have some dreams and fruitions of being an author. But I just write book titles.
Yeah, yeah.
And so one of these days, one of my books, I think, which will come out sooner rather than later, says, "We are the frog in the water, and they're boiling us to death." Okay? I kind of like that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a book title. It was great.
All right, let's move on for just a minute. We'll be right back to Reed Spring in just a minute. We'll be back to 101 in just a moment. Let's go to Gayla Pruitt.
Yep.
Gayla, give us your background.
Hello. Oh, wow. Hello. Thanks again for having us on. We really appreciate us. You guys allowing us to talk about the Branson International Film Festival. Well, I grew up in Missouri, unlike Dale. I'm not a left coming from person. Sorry, that was supposed to be a joke. But anyway.
Okay. We got it.
Got it.
I've told them I'm not funny, and obviously I should stick to that.
No, you know what? Remember, this is a human interest program. Yeah. We're all different. So where in Missouri did you grow up?
I grew up around Stockton Lake area, around a small town by the name of Arcola, Missouri. I don't know if you've ever heard of Arcola, Missouri. I didn't live in Arcola, but I lived near there. So we had lived around Kansas City when I was five. My family, we moved to the farm, we called it, and us kids were so excited. So grew up there, went to college in Springfield, and right out of college, I got a job as a television news reporter. That was my dream. Now, I hate to admit that sometimes anymore because of the news media.
And Gayla, what television station did you work on?
KOAM-TV in the Pittsburgh-Joplin area.
Yeah, okay, out in Joplin.
Yeah.
And the college that you went to, did you go to Missouri or State, or did you go to Evangel or what?
I went to Drury.
Drury, okay.
In Springfield.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so we're working out in Joplin.
Yes. And, then I met my husband, and we were kind of set up, and he had seen me. I did the weekend news, and he had seen me on the news, and he told a mutual friend that he wanted to go out with me. He told his parents he was going to marry me. And so I did know his dad. He was the fire chief, and he was on my beat, my reporter beat, but he wouldn't set us up. So a mutual friend set us up, and we got married, and then I eventually left news, and we moved to the Bolivar area. Got a job. He was a Springfield firefighter, and so he got a job up here. We moved up here, and so writing has been a way for me to kind of continue, even though I'm not in the news. I've done some documentaries recently, but writing screenplays, I've been doing that. That's another way. I like to research and then put that into my writing.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions, Gayla. In Arcola, isn't there a little Amish community around Arcola?
I don't know.
No, it's probably not. No. It's not. It's probably Indiana. Okay.
There are some around Bolivar.
I knew that, but you're not old enough probably to remember Mr. Potts, who's coached football in Bolivar for 141 years, Keith. He was there.
Yes. I remember him.
Whoa.
Well, let me tell you. Many, many games between the Branson Pirates and the Bolivar Liberators, a lot of fun. Let's go back now. Gayla, we'll come back to you and Dale in just a moment. We'll go back to my question of Film Festival 101. Tell a guy like me, Deborah, what's it about? What are we doing? Who comes? Who wants to come? And who might like to come?
Oh, sure. So who comes? The creators of the movies, some of their actors, actresses. There's some local people. There's a guy out of Hollister that I've recently met. His name is Anthony Hunter, Hunt. And he's an animator, and he did some work for me for a friend of mine in St. Louis. So he'll be there, and it's a great place if you're thinking about getting into the industry. Come and meet people. Come and learn and grow and get plugged in. For the local community, they're all Christian world point of view films. Some of them don't scream Christ, but show the life of Christ in the lives of people. All the content is free. There's no nudity, no sexual content, no profanity, so it's definitely family-friendly. So we encourage anybody to come. If you're critical of movies, we need you because the filmmakers need to hear your voice to help them get better as they grow in the industry. And we'll actually have a spot on the website where they can go and fill out a survey, and we can let the film creators know, hey, this is what our local audience said about your film, so that way it helps them become even better and stronger.
Do you have a list of some of the films
can I ask a quick question for you?
Hang on to that question, Dave.
Yeah, is it a place for Three Rotten Apples and all of that? I mean, is this a place we really say, oh, my goodness, that was dumb, or my goodness, that was great? Are we really open to what people critically thinking or saying?
Yes, because if everybody is 100% agreeable, somebody is lying. And that's why we want people to come, because I can tell you there's some of them the judges picked, and I'm like, why in the world did they pick that one? But then when I go and look at their critical eye, some of them loved the acting, hated the cinematography. Some of them loved the cinematography, hated the acting. So it's one of those things that's there and it's present, But, like, Running the Bases, it went through theater last year, and it's doing great even still today. There's one called Bringing Back Christmas that's going to be going to theater this winter, so people can get a sneak peek of it. There's new ones that are coming up. Undying Faith is a great-looking series. It's one of his first ones he's done. Did fantastic for a first-timer. Goodness. Of course, I Will Rise, we love Anita Cordell's work.
Absolutely.
It's a phenomenal documentary.
Yeah, and Christine is a marvelous.
You're going to get a lot.
Christine's a marvelous subject on that, and she and Anita will be there. There will be others there. Is there a list somewhere on your website that we can say, oh, I want to see this one or I want to see that one?
Yes. So I just posted our events magazine on the homepage at BransonFilmFestival.com. And if you go to page 16, 17, it's a schedule of all the things. We did have a little bit of a shift where one of our guest speakers on Saturday had some tragedies hit and they're not able to come. But if you want to go screen some of the movies, you would go to the movie page, and it's got a link to all things of that specific product. So.
And then there's an awards ceremony on Sunday, is that correct?
Yes, there is.
What time is that? Is that open to the public, and how do we get tickets?
Oh, sure. So that's from 3 to 5 at Godden Country Theater. There is a one-day ticket available. I think it's $75. I can't remember off the top of my head. But you can come if you want to as a general public. That way you can see them being honored. We are going to do it live streaming on Saturday on our YouTube channel. I do need to check the Wi-Fi there, because as we all know, Branson's Wi-Fi is not the best. So we're hoping it's going to stream for us. So
good. All right. BransonFilmFestival.com is your main website?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Is there a Facebook page?
Yes. Then okay. That's Branson International Film Festival.
Okay. Very good. We're going to put links of both of those on our KLFCRadio.com website so folks can find them easy.
You want to bring her back to Dummy 101 for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. I'm Charlie. This is Keith. Keith is a International Film Festival guru. He knows about these things. I don't. But here's what we're going to do. I'm watching my clock here, and I've learned this over the years on KLFC Radio. If you all don't mind, since you're on the phone, you can grab a cup of coffee, whatever you want to do. We're going to take a break. We'd like to come back in what we call our popcorn section, and we'd just like to pop questions in and out if we can. Is that all right with you all? You got time for that?
All three of you got time?
Sure. That's good. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Dale, you good? All right. Very good. Well, we're going to continue then talking about the film festival and at our popcorn section. Who knows what we'll ask, right? Charlie's going to probably see what part he could star in the next great movie. He tried with the Running the Bases guys, but they said, we'll call you when we make our next film.
That's okay. Listen, I have been a stand-in in the big film, okay? I've got my check from the union.
I heard
about
that.
All right, thank you very much.
I know. I'm in that book, whatever it is, where they list people that have been involved as a location coordinator for a film that was made here in Branson in 1982, Foxfire Light, if you recall that. So, you know, we both have got film background.
Oh, no, I have international film experience.
Oh, you do? Well, all right. Hey, stay tuned. We've got more coming up on Good Morning Ozarks, Keith and Charlie, right here on Life FM. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks on the final day of May, May 31st, 2023. The day the Lord has made, we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Deborah Watson of the 6th Annual Branson International Film Festival is on the phone with us, with Dale Green from Reed Spring and the young lady from...
Gayla Pruitt.
Gayla Pruitt from Bolivar. Thank you very much for being with us, all three of you. We appreciate it very much. The 6th Annual Branson International Film Festival gets underway on Friday.
I'm holding you accountable, Mr. O'Neill. You laughed at me in public. Okay.
Yes,
right here in front of our friends.
Right here.
And so I've sent this off to my wife. It says, Honey. What movie was I in outside of the Plainfield pool? I didn't make the screen. And who was the star actress? There is a big star actress. And the big film was there. And I'm going to find out what it was.
He ended up on the cutting room floor, Deborah.
Aw, I did that to Joe Inman with one of mine.
Did you?
Oh, but I was there with the people. I was rubbing shoulders with them. There was a swimming pool next to him, and they come running down. Says, "Anybody here got a suit?" And the kid said, "Well, my dad's got a suit." "Well, get your suit and come back here. We need to stand in at the by the casket."
Deborah,
I remember that.
What projects are you working on that we can expect from you in the near future?
So I am working on a trilogy called Broken Colors. And after festival's over with, I'll be driving up to Kansas for a couple of weeks where we're working on three stories of faith family football.
Sounds interesting.
I've got my hands in several things right now.
Anybody we would know starring in that, or do you have room for an extra? Charlie's looking for a job.
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
You know, we do need some extras when we're on set at Mount Vernon. Mm. And if our governor would hurry up and sign the Missouri State Film Tax Incentives, we can be filming there as soon as we finish raising budget.
Cool.
And we need lots of people in that scene. But Kevin Sorbo and his family are coming on board.
Very good.
Becca Shea, who is a Christian music art, Native American Christian music artist out of Nashville,
mm-hmm.
will be in it. Dr. Marla with Nancy will be in it. David Michael Reardon, who's making a name for himself in the industry. He now lives over in Savannah, Georgia, but he premiered in our first short film, Tani Como, and he's going to be in it playing the bad boy. But there's several others, but we're just honored to be able to tell stories to inspire people
and what's
help
it,
others grow.
What is it called?
It's the Broken Colors trilogy, and not too far from here is the first one.
Okay.
I would encourage you to go to your website, look up Broken Crayon Still Color.
Yeah, a great ministry. It's a wonderful ministry that
she's out of Atlanta,
has done for women that have had broken situations in their lives, and Broken
yes.
Crayons Still Color is the name of the
yes.
ministry.
And Broken Colors. So I'm going to step into my ministry mode for a hot second, and then turn it back over to Dale and Gayla. Broken Colors is a painting technique. And when you paint your first color on canvas,
mm-hmm.
and then you come on top of it and add color to it, but that first original color always shows, you don't blend the other colors with it. You paint on top of it.
Mm.
That's called Broken Colors technique. And all three stories are about returning back to your first love,
mm.
you know, that okay. one who knew you before you were even in your mother's womb
sure.
person. So that first color is very vital and important, and in everybody's life, it's there, it's present. No matter what's painted on top of it, it will still shine through when you turn back to it.
That's great. Well, let's turn back to Gayla and Dale, and you've got some popcorn questions.
I do. Dale, tell me adversity. We want to listen. I stood on the mountain, I saw the view. Okay, that's great. I want to hear about the valley. I want to hear about how God sustains in the valley. Do you have anything like that, Dale?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't have a concrete testimony, but in general I can say that I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the Lord to turn to, and the power of prayer and faith and the Almighty. And he makes everything possible. I wouldn't want to live without him.
Dale, you don't have
any specific valley.
You said something a while ago in your interview that I don't think everybody knew what he was, Keith.
Okay.
Did you hear it?
I'm not sure.
What did he say he was in California?
He was a mail carrier.
That's not what he said.
What do you think?
Letter carrier.
A letter carrier. Huh?
That's what he said.
Letter carrier, yeah.
Letter carrier.
That and was before Amazon.
there's some young person, a letter carrier.
Yeah.
Is that a pigeon?
Yeah, what are letters?
So,
and what do you mean carry them?
Yeah, what kind of route did you have? Did you
have
the
have to walk.
Did you have the leather bag? Did you have the little three?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a little push cart?
Yeah, we're still out there.
Really?
No, those are still out there. The push carts are out there. And I had a park and loop. You park, and you get out, and you walk the block, get back in your car, move it to the next block, and you walk it. Hmm. So I had an 11.5-mile route.
Oh, my goodness.
I 40 years.
Well,
so
Dale,
I'm kind of tired, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. There was something about the mail carrier coming. You would watch for the mail carrier.
Oh, yeah.
And what would you put on the mailbox, uh-huh. Keith?
Well, you could put the flag up and send the letter to Grandma.
Come on, Keith.
You could put some candy in there
no,
when it came
Keith,
Valentine's.
The clothespin.
What? I don't know the clothespin.
Watch. I guarantee you Dale's had a clothespin with a letter to go out on it. Am I right, Dale?
Yeah, That's real old school, the clothespin. Yeah.
We must have not done that in the Valley.
Because
you guys did it in the rural.
Because they would
area.
Steal your stamps.
Okay. Stamps.
Gayla, how about you? Let's ask you the same question. Out of ashes, we have beauty that rises. Any adversity you can share with us?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a valley right now. I lost my husband last August.
Oh, my.
And that is a valley. Was that sudden, or had it been coming on, or was it an surprise situation?
Pretty sudden. We didn't know he was sick really until the end of May, and then by August he was gone.
Oh.
And I have written a book about the experience and trying to help other people. So hopefully get some, you know, things changed with our some things in our system. So I'm.
Sure.
Trying to, you know, that's my background. I have done a lot of research, and I want some changes in our medical system, and so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I understand.
Well, let me tell you why I asked that question. Because Keith's going to tell you about a young lady you might have heard of. Her name is Dottie Rambo. Keith?
Songwriter, a Christian songwriter, well-known by most of us. And in an interview, she was talking about her songs, and they asked her, said, well, where do the ideas come from? And Gayla, she said, most of my songs come out of the darkest times in my life, because that's when Jesus was right there for every second in a way that I could understand. And those songs came out of those dark moments. So He is with you in that dark moment. I had a situation about 8 years ago. I know exactly what you were talking about. I got married. 7 months into that, she was diagnosed with brain cancer, lasted 3 months and gone, so we didn't even make a year. I understand that sudden change in your life and that valley that you're going through, and He is faithful.
Yes, and I believe the book that I've written, He gave it to me
and the title?
To tell, and that's why I'm doing it.
And what's the title?
Oh my. I don't want to get controversial on here.
That's
but
all
it's
right.
called Vitamin C is the beginning part, and then there's a subtitle, but
Vitamin C.
Yeah.
I like that. All right.
Yeah, S-E-E. Ah, S-E-E,
okay.
Vitamin C.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting.
Well, you're listening to Good Morning Ozarks. Go ahead.
Well, Gayla, you're going to have some copies of the book at the festival, aren't you?
Yes, I will bring them, and anybody wants to talk to me about it, I'll be at, you know, off and on at my table that Deborah's so graciously given me, and yes, I will be there to talk to anyone who would like to talk.
Deborah, you mentioned a time when people can see people at tables, and you said that that was going to be across from God and Country Theater over there where King's Chapel is.
Music City Center.
What time is that? And is that something that requires a ticket, or can people just go and meet some folks?
So that is open to anybody that wants to come. It's from 9 until about 4. Actually, Friday we'll probably keep it open until 6:30 when Running the Bases starts. There's Eric Skelton, who, if you are a Christian gamer, you're going to want to come visit with him. He actually is teaching people how to build in the metaverse space and build NFTs, and you can build your own Kingdom Warrior in that space. So he's a neat addition. In fact, I was over at Pizza by the Chef in Branson West, said something to my waiter, and he just looked at me. He's like, that's coming to Branson? It's about time. And so that really made me kind of happy that there's people here that are an unreached group that need some encouragement, and Eric will be there. So that's free. Marketplaces should be free. You should be able to walk into it just like you walk into Walmart. So.
And is that only Friday, or will it be Saturday as well?
Friday and Saturday.
And same hours on Saturday, except a little earlier ending.
Yeah,
right?
Saturday we'll wrap at 4 o'clock because we need to tear down and get cleaned up so they can have church on Sunday morning.
Sure. Okay. Very good.
Well, I'm Charlie. This is Keith, and we've had a great time this morning with the International Film Festival. Dale, I want to say goodbye to you first. Dale, thank you for joining us, and don't be a stranger to Good Morning Ozarks, Keith.
Yeah, Dale, keep us updated on your writings, and we look forward for something great to come out of Reed Spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Branson West, but that's okay.
Oh, okay,
Keith,
I'm
Charlie,
sorry.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, thank you.
We redo the whole show now.
You did good.
Hey, Gayla, we want to encourage you and our listeners. We did a little segment, 7 to 7:30, on God's promises. And I encourage you just to search some of those and let that speak to you, because in the midst of the storm, the ship is tattered and the sails are torn, but the anchor holds. Keith, if you wrap up with Deborah.
Absolutely. Deborah Watson, the 6th annual International Branson International Film Festival. And Deborah, a lot of things on your plate. You keep us updated, if you will, as well, and give us just the when, where, why's real quick, like, before we get out of here, in case somebody happened to miss it.
Sure. BransonFilmFestival.com has all the things there. So you're going to want to go there. And June 2nd through the 4th, that's this weekend. And I think all the details are right there on the website, so they can go visit that. And if they have questions, have them email info@BransonFilmFestival.com, and one of my associates will get back to them.
All right. Very good, Deborah. Thank you so much.
Stay tuned to Good Morning Ozarks.
Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned to Good Morning Ozarks. I think the movie was Men in Black. I haven't got that confirmed yet.
Your deal?
Yeah, and I will let people know that I am credentialed. And I will be able to come to this International Film Festival and, you know, act like I am somebody. Gayla, Dale, and Deborah, thank you for joining Keith and I this morning.
God bless all three of you. And we'll see you, Deborah, this weekend, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.